Imagine you're in a faraway country alone, and you're in a jungle, and all of a sudden you find yourself falling into a pit of quicksand. And imagine yourself sinking to your ankles, to your knees, to your waist. And you're calling out for help. And when it seems hopeless, a strong hand grabs you by the collar and pulls you out of the quicksand. The quicksand represents our sins. Quicksand represents the original sin that every single one of us was born into. And the strong hand that pulls you out is Jesus Christ and his life-giving death on the cross. Imagine the same scenario. But before you get to the pit of quicksand, the same Savior stops you. That is what happened to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Through a singular grace of God and the merits of Jesus Christ, the Mother of Jesus was preserved from falling into the quicksand of original sin, and she committed no actual sin during her lifetime. She still needed a Savior, but she was saved in advance. Why was Mary preserved from all stain of sin? Look it closely to the cross and who is on it. Look at the body of Jesus. The body of Jesus and his precious blood is the instrument of our salvation. Where did Jesus get his body from? Mothers, you know better than anyone. Jesus received the instrument, the necessary instrument that would save us, his body and blood, from his immaculate mother. Who is Jesus? He's more than a prophet. He's more than a wise man. He's more than a good teacher. He is Emmanuel. And the God of the universe received his instrument of our salvation from an immaculate, pristine, sinless, chosen, crafted, formed mother. Mary's immaculate conception and her being without sin is also a foretaste of the paradiso that you and I, God willing, will experience. What happens at death? At death, the soul separates from the body. And then at the end of time, Jesus says, all who are in their tombs will hear the voice of the Son of God, and all who have done good will rise to the resurrection of life, and all who have done evil will rise to the resurrection of condemnation. You see, every grave, in every graveyard, all the dead in the ocean, every single one of the dead will rise at the end of time. And then the bodies reunites with the soul, either in paradiso, paradise, or in the inferno, the fires of hell. On this feast of the Assumption of Mary into heaven, where she was taken body and soul into paradise, becoming the queen of the angels, the queen of all saints, it is a reminder of that happy day when every single one of us, because of what Jesus did on the cross, and because of our baptism and faith in what he accomplished, like Mary, our bodies will be united with our souls forever into eternity and paradise. What else does this feast mean for us? It means we have a powerful intercessor at the right hand of Jesus. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. And it says in Psalm 45, the queen stands at his right hand arrayed in gold. Mary is whispering prayers for you and me to Jesus, where she is next to in glory. In the gospel today, we heard about the power of intercession, about someone praying on behalf of another for a miracle. This mother's daughter was possessed by a demon. This daughter did not beseech God, but her mother did. Her mother interceded. Her mother went to Jesus on behalf of the daughter. And what happened? Deliverance, a miracle, set free, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The good news is you have not just the saint, you have not just a holy person, you have a heavenly mother who is in heaven, who wants to intercede for you and for me. Mothers out there, wouldn't you do anything to protect your child? Wouldn't you do anything to keep your child safe? Mary loves you with a love beyond all telling. She wants you to be fully alive, set free, experiencing the glorious freedom of the children of God. But she is waiting for you and me to invite her to intercede. Our free will saying, Mary, please help me to be faithful to Jesus. Help my son and daughter who is sick. Help my neighbor who is away from the church. Please pray for our president and our government. She is a friend in a high place, right? We want friends in high places. She's in the highest of places. She is in heaven, closer to Jesus than any of the nine choirs of angels, or the multitude of 10,000 plus canonized saints. Mary is that pearl of great price who wants to do miracles in your life. And as Padre Pio said, when he was racked with pain and arthritis and he could hardly get out of his chair, he would say, "Get me my weapon. get me my weapon. He was talking about the rosary. The rosary, Maximilian Kolbe, is stronger than an atomic bomb. And do we take the 20 minutes every day and pick up our weapon? St. Paul said, our battle is not against flesh and blood. It is against the rulers and wicked forces in the heavenly realms. 1/3 of the angels fell. They went with Lucifer to serve the devil. And it says the devil prowls around like a roaring lion. And oh boy, just watch the evening news for 20 minutes. Pick up the paper. The devil is rampant. But remember your weapon. You can do often more with your prayers than you can with your words. You can do more with prayers than you can with complex strategies. Prayer moves mountains. And especially, listen, especially when you invoke the Mother of God in every exorcism, when someone is possessed like this girl in the gospel, guess what they're praying? They're praying the rosary. 20 minutes of power. When you pray the rosary, it's like you put your hand in Mary's hand and she takes you on a tour of Jesus's life. When you pray the Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, you're thinking with your mind. You're not just saying words. You're thinking actively about the mysteries of Christ's life. And she takes you by the hand and she says, let me show you what I saw with my eyes. And as she was faithful at the foot of the cross, watching her son for 3+ punishing hours, being asphyxiated, cannot breathe on the cross, watching him with over 5,000 cut marks, bleeding from every part of his body. The psalmist says he didn't even appear to be a human being. And the mother watched this. The mother saw this. She wants to connect the 18 inches between our head and our heart. Because we so often know the things of the faith. But is our heart so moved like hers that we're willing to change?